delved a little more today?
He did. He did. A little bit more.
Is he limited at all, or is it sort of...
He did a little bit more.
What does he have to show you to get into the game?
Oh, there's a lot of things. He has to practice. He has to practice repetitive days. He has to be able to show us that he's not only strong enough, but it can endure day after day. So there's some room here to make some progress and impress everybody.
From a confidence standpoint, though, have you seen him just kind of open up? Just the fact that he's been able to get back out there for a couple days now, and does he seem like?
I don't know that I've seen that yet.
Does he have to be a punt returner for you before he can get on the field, or could you use him?
No, he doesn't have to be that to get on the field. No. Your question was, does he have to be the punt returner? No.
I'm clarifying my question.
He doesn't have to be the punt returner.
How about Beeson? Had a couple days off too then.
He seemed to be okay. You know, did a little bit.
Is Hosley going to be ready to go, or is he going to need a time?
Yeah, we'll see what he looks like. We have, until next week.
How's Kennard progressing at this point?
Not bad. He's getting better. Hopefully he'll be soon. Any other injured people you want to talk about? I love these press conferences. They're so detailed. They're so stimulating.
The last 2 weeks obviously were much improved from the first 2 weeks of the season. What gives you confidence that the last 2 weeks is really your team?
That's the direction we're headed in. We're trying like heck to be the best we can be. We're trying to improve on a weekly basis. We're trying to do the things we didn't do in the beginning. We've had some takeaways. We've had pretty good control of the ball, with the exception of the one the other day. And we've done some things that work together as a team. So I'm hoping that continues.
You talk a lot about, you have everything pre-planned and said once, you have these things, pre-planned events in regards to practices and stuff. You have a lot of new players, probably more than you've ever had, a lot of young guys. Did you have to alter the plan coming into the season? And if so, how much did you have to sort of tweak what you've done in the past?
Well, you're always, each team's a new team. So everything you do is adjusted for the new team. So it's a whole new venue, and the way we go about it is different as well.
What kind of things do you have to do for so many new players to sort of, bring everybody together and do it in a reasonable amount of time?
The real good thing is that we have some veteran leadership in that regard that recognize exactly what you're talking about and did a very good job of trying to make the players from other clubs feel at home here to advance them as fast as they could on the field. So that's been a process that's been taking place.
It's rare you get a Sunday off. Did you sit and watch the Atlanta game and make your own little personal notes?
I did that, and I was back and forth on the other two as well. After probably the most important game of the day was at 2:20 when the 11-year-olds from
played.
How was Demps, the change you made at strong safety, or two safety, how'd that hold up for you?
He played well. I think he had 7 or 8 tackles and did a nice job, had a nice interception.
Because you didn't go into it last week, can you go into why that change was made now that
official? Just to try to increase the play that we're getting in the middle of the field, and it's trying to make sure that we get Stevie to be in the best spot he can be in as well.
What does Demps bring to you regards to skill wise?
There we go. He's very fast. He's a good returner. He catches the ball well. He's been a veteran in the secondary. He's played in the secondary. It's a nice combination.
When you sit and watch these games, which is so rare for you on a Sunday, do you see things that help you? Just either reinforce things to you?
Absolutely.
You got a flavor for what's going on.
Absolutely. It's a live scout watch. Is what it is. I've done that before.
Any takeaways from the weekend? Just maybe.
Well, not that I'm going to share with you, but I do. That the reason you watch them is to get a feel for how the team is playing and where their strengths are, maybe where their weaknesses are. What's the other team doing? Is it working? It's kind of like a checklist.
Coach, are you starting to see Will Bailey from 2012 playing?
Yes, I think he is getting a little bit better each week.
You show your team standing, so you said you do that a lot of times in the morning?
I don't do it in the beginning of the week, no. Latter part.
It will look a little different, though. It's got to be good for you guys to see, at least.
Well, one other one could have.
Yes. Well, at least there's no suspense in that one.
That's it. Thank you very much.
You can turn. You can turn.